knowing your ICP and making sure your sales folks really understand the strategic elements and nuances of your ICP is incredibly important in HR technology. Let me walk through this very directly. A great salesperson can, and at times will, close a deal with a company that's the wrong company. And what I mean by that is the product that you're selling does not technically, in the nuanced and strategic way, solve the problems that the salesperson just closed, so that once the deal moves on to customer success, there's a misstep, there's a gap, there's an issue. And I'm talking very slowly because I want to break this down very clearly. When you have a team of sales folks that are figuring out ways to close deals at any cost, you actually can kill your brand in its beginning stages, and frankly, at any stage. And when I say kill the brand, I mean create bad PR, create clientele and account churn, where folks are signing up from a SaaS model, whatever the case is going to be, and now they're fighting contracts, trying to get out of their deals, things of that nature. You can have very low retention rate of clients, things of that nature, right? It can collapse because you can have so much business, so much productivity, so many wins on paper, so many wins in a Salesforce CRM pipeline perspective. Yet when the deals are passed on to customer success, it's not the right deal, meaning it's not the right business model that was sold what they thought the product was actually going to do, but it does something completely opposite, right? So there are so many examples and moments, whether it's technology or services, where the salespeople are overselling what the product does in a very charismatic way to get the deal done by any cost. And then when it comes to the customer success people that are actually going through the implementation of it, those folks are asking the more nuanced and strategic questions and then finding out that it's not the right ICP. It's not the right ideal customer profile. It's not the problems that exist within the org, our product can actually not solve, right? But the salesperson has created this wide-ranging vision, this exciting and creative and sexy and appealing vision of what the product can do, and essentially just elevating it to such a level where now customer success is having a problem. Right. And so now customer success and product are now figuring out what adjustments they can make to the product. It's the thing that's going to be built a la carte and not billed for. And then in most situations, unfortunately, customer success gets to a point where they realize they cannot solve the problems or provide value in the way that the new client, the new account wants. And that client in or new account demands an out. Get out of their contract, move on, complain. Bad PR, spoiling of a relationship, and I've seen this at scale. And so to fix this problem, it's not about teaching and training your salespeople to ask better questions in the beginning, build better qualifying questions. It's about teaching your salespeople to genuinely and strategically understand not only the product that they're selling, but the industry in which you're selling within and the psychology of what's happening at the HR level and the buyers inside these organizations to genuinely make the gut call, the strategic call, and the knowledgeable call around if this HR technology is going to solve what you're saying it's going to solve in a real way. And there's a way to teach the salespeople how to be able to have that nuanced strategic questions. Like if you're going to go through any sort of practice within, you know, a sales team where you're coming up with different scenarios and accounts and you're trying to help each other close and build rapport, whatever the case is going to be, like kind of going through that demo, if you will. If you're going to do any of that, have it be around vetting and making sure your salespeople can strategically get into a very nuanced pocket of conversation in a way where the salesperson can genuinely vet and understand if the current product at its current state, can it actually solve the top three problems that exist within the company that I'm selling into? So as I'm having a conversation with Monica, the CHRO, she's giving me issues around internal comms. She's giving me issues around employer branding. She's giving me issues around recruitment. She's giving me issues around change management. Whatever the case is going to be, does the data, does the tech, does the way that we actually work with clients strategically, pure tech and product, the support that we have with customer service, implementation, the flexibility that we have within, you know, making some nuanced changes to the product, do we have enough to be able to give her value in the top three areas that I keep beating my chest that we can do? Or is there a disconnect, honestly? And should I either do two things, either A, refer her to another company, or B, better yet, have a better relationship with the product team to be able to make some product advancements and strategic nuances and changes, right? So that we can deliver on that. Because if there's enough Monicas, right? If you have a good sales team, if there's enough research you're able to extract from the market, and there's enough moments where the HR leaders are telling you that your product is not really solving what it needs to be solved, what needs to be solved, that then you can give that information from an R&D perspective to the product team to then build out whatever it is that you're noticing in the market is a desire and need. So that was a very long-winded version and rant of saying that ICP discovery and making sure your salespeople really, really know how to ask the right questions, analyze what the product can do, have a great hold with customer service around the full range of capabilities and the things that they cannot do, and make sure they're not overselling what the product and the capabilities are, because at the end of the day, you could actually ruin the business by doing that. So very, 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 very important nuanced perspective and tip for you all. As always, just a few thoughts. Just a few perspectives. We'll talk soon.